Reimagined Home is Colville's one-stop shop for flooring, countertops, blinds, tile, and home decor. The experienced team at Reimagined Home offer expert design services, complimentary measurements and quotes, and professional installation. Also, the only place in town you can get chalk paint by Annie Sloan. The one and only true chalk paint. Stop in and meet the team at Reimagined Home at 108 South Main in historic downtown Colville, or call 684-4673.
Garrett Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. We've made it to Friday, and Friday's, well, it's COVID-free day. So enjoy your Friday. The weekend's coming up right around the corner. Outside, you don't want to be, you know, doing too much strenuous things. We still have air quality. Well, we've got an air quality reading of 135. That means it's unhealthy for sensitive groups. Man, it's kind of still dark out there with all these thick clouds today. But Monday, I can tell you that, that's why we make Friday COVID-free day. Come Monday, we're really going to look at the real numbers. Governor Jay Inslee kind of threw Stevens and Ferry County under the bus in his press conference yesterday, and it was totally unjustified. And I'll tell you why it was unjustified. It's just the governor's way of taking a pot shot at those people that still love freedom here in the United States.
Experience, technology, satisfaction, a written warranty, and over 30 years experience. That's what makes Davis Auto Rebuild stand out from the rest. At Davis Auto Rebuild, customers are our number one priority, and we realize how difficult it is to be without your vehicle. So we make it easier for you with loaner and rental cars, and also help with your insurance claims. Call Davis Auto Rebuild at 684-3137 or stop in at 1175 South Main in Colville and see the Davis Auto Rebuild difference.
It's an event I really like to go to every year. I'm kind of sad to say I can't be there this year, but the annual Salsa Fiesta. It's up at China Bend Winery. We talked with the folks at China Bend. Get all the details of tomorrow's big event.
My name is Bart Loyalty Alexander, and my wife Victory and I are proprietors of the China Bend Winery. Years before we started making wine, we were producing Victory Special salsas, which have become famous in the area. And so for the last 20 years, we've been celebrating our Salsa Fiesta. It's coming Saturday, September 11th. The hours will be from noon until 5, and the admission is $10. We have a wonderful band lined up, our local Fire Bottle Brothers Band. Great dance music. They're very popular when we had them here earlier this spring. And Victory will have her famous salsa tasting bar out. She'll probably have 10 or 12 different special salsas that she makes. And you can dip your chip and taste the salsas. And there'll be gourmet foods available at Victory's food stand. There'll be tamales, beans, Spanish rice, Victory's enchiladas. For dessert, there'll be Mexican flan. And for beverage, we have our China Bend Sangria, a beautiful wine drink. Victory's been doing the salsas for probably 35 or 40 years, and she grows almost all of the ingredients for the salsas. She grows the tomatoes, she grows the peppers, the onions, the garlic, and some of the spices that she includes. Many of our customers have admired our gardens as they drive into the tasting room at the winery, and this is one of the main things that she harvests from the garden, is the salsa. There will be some vendors, some arts and crafts. We'll have all of our organic sulfite-free wines at the tasting bar, and we would like to mention that this time of year, our tasting room is open every day. from noon to 5. Customers do not need an appointment to come down. They're welcome to come in during those hours, and we'd be glad to show them what we consider to be not only the most delicious, but absolutely the healthiest wines on the planet. We're on the North Port Black Creek Road, 3751 Vineyard Way, which is just off the North Port Black Creek Road. If you haven't driven the Black Creek Road lately, it's an absolutely stunning, beautiful drive, and we encourage you to drive slowly and enjoy the view as you come on up. Saturday, September 11th, from noon until 5 o'clock, there will be an admission of $10.
It's all coming up on Saturday, noon till 5. There is $10 admission on this event. 3751 North Port Flat Creek Road. That's where you'll find the Salsa Festival.
LMK Floors is your floor covering store, featuring a full-service showroom for your selections of carpet, LVP, vinyl, linoleum, tile, laminate, and pre-finished hardwood floors. Also offering blinds and countertops, including quartz and granite. As an authorized Schluter Systems dealer, they are there to help with all of your tile needs. LMK Floors stands for Let Me Know What You Want for Your Floor Coverings Needs, and are there to help customers through the entire process, including consultations, professional installations, free measures and estimates. Visit their showroom at 1175B South Main in beautiful Colville, across from North 40, or give them a call at 685-7310. You can also visit their website at lmkfloors.com.
With the changing of the season, it is the semi-annual Stevens County Free Metals Day. Stevens County Department of Public Works Solid Waste Division having the annual semi-annual Free Metal Disposal Day coming up on Sunday, October 3rd, 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. So make your plans. If you start right now gathering up all the scrap metal around your place, you'll be ready to go come October the 3rd. You will need to weigh in and out across the landfill scale. Make sure your load can get across the scale, and then follow directions and watch for the signs. All of the CDC guidelines pertaining to COVID-19 while participating in the Free Metals Day, they will be observed. Anything motorized does have to have all the fluids drained. Also, barbed wire and fencing are acceptable, but free of wooden posts and baling twine, other non-metals. Sunday, October 3rd, 8 till 4, it is the Stevens County Free Metals Day.
Hi, this is Genevieve from Saunders Furniture. I've been getting a lot of phone calls lately asking if Saunders is going out of business, and the answer is no. Sandra is simply retiring, so now is your opportunity to fall into savings during Saunders Retirement Sale. Saunders is stocked with the essentials to turn your house into a home. Fall into savings at Saunders Furniture and Saunders Outlet, downtown Colville.
Saunders Furniture Store, making houses into homes.
Auditions coming up on Saturday. It's going to be a production at the Woodland Theater in Kettle Falls. It's called All Together Now.
Hello, I'm Nancy Christopher with Woodland Theater. I'm the producer of the upcoming show, All Together Now. Woodland Theater is having the opportunity to go with a worldwide event with MTI. MTI Theatricals owns the rights to the musicals Les Miserables, Annie, Fiddler on the Roof, and all kinds of different ones, and they're offering community theaters across the world a chance to perform their music for free. And so we have taken the opportunity to do that as long as we perform on November 12th to 15th of the year 2021. So we're getting ready for this musical review. It'll be unlike anything you've ever seen at Woodland Theater. And we're having auditions. And so we wanted to invite people to audition for this. To audition for this, it's a vocal concert, but there will be some dance and some other things involved. We have to have soloists, we have trios, we have quartets, and we have choral pieces. So what you need to do is to come to look at our website for one thing, so get more information. I will be able to send you some snippets of music that you'll be able to practice at home. And then you'll come to auditions on September 11th, that's a Saturday, at 10 a.m. at Woodland Theater. They can practice at home, and then I will give them a website where they can practice along with the songs. They'll be able to find the song that they need and find a karaoke to practice at home. And we really make it fairly easy. If you're a soloist, you will be singing by yourself. But if you're in the choral, we'll just be singing as a group and being able to have someone just walk around and hear you. If you've been in the choir before, you can be in this concert. We just need people to come on that date so we know how many bodies we have, how many people we have to costume, because there will be costumes. And we need to have that information. So we need you to come on September 11th at 10 a.m. Some of the songs we'll be doing are from Annie, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Mary Poppins, Fiddler on the Roof, and Les Miserables. There's a lot of different wonderful musicals that we'll be entertaining the audience with, and we will be doing that on November 12th to 15th. This will be exciting because it'll be different than anything we've ever done. It's a review, a number of different songs from different shows, all to celebrate the fact that theater is opening back up. And we're all excited about musical theater opening back up, and we're all excited to be able to sing again. So hopefully you join us at auditions. We'll be making those decisions Saturday and Sunday. We'll probably be letting people know by Monday the 13th. And then we'll start rehearsing. I think there are 15 total songs that are in this production. It's 12 years old and up. So we do want kids in the show, we do want adults, and we do need to let you know at this time, we're not quite sure how the COVID rules will be in November, but at this time, if you are vaccinated or unvaccinated, you must wear a mask to the auditions. And during the performance, you may be unmasked on stage if you are vaccinated, but you still must wear a mask if you are not. We also do need people that help with the tech, to help with the sound, to help with the lighting. We also need people to help with the tickets out front. If you want to volunteer to be a house manager, you can see the show every night. It would be wonderful to have you help with those things too. So come to auditions. We would love to have you come and audition for these pieces and see what you would like to do, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
If you want to check out more about Woodland Theater and this production, check their website for more information on auditioning for All Together Now. That does come up Saturday the 11th, 10 in the morning at Kettle Falls.
Vogel Pump and Supply is more than just well drilling pumps and fittings. It's people. People with the experience, tools, and capabilities to truly provide customer service at every level, in the store or out in the field. Fast, friendly, trained, competent people with your best interests at heart. And they are the water professionals that can solve your toughest water problems. Put Vogel Pump and Supply to work for you today. Call 684-2569 or check them out at VogelPump.com. Now open in Deer Park. Open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, Saturdays 8 until 1.
In volleyball action last night, the Chewila Cougars hosted Colville. It was a non-league volleyball match that was heard on KCVL, AM 1240, FM 94.1. In that match, Colville defeated the Cougars three straight games, 25-17, 25-17, 25-23. Good night for the Indians. Up next for Colville, another non-league match. That'll be East Valley, and that's going to be on Monday night at 6:30. We'll have that match on KCVL. Also on Thursday night, Kettle Falls traveled to Northport, losing to the Mustangs in four games, 25-10, 22-25, 25-15, 25-23. So Northport picks up the win last night over Kettle Falls. Remember, we will not have high school football on the air tonight. Hopefully next week will go better, but that COVID virus, it just keeps making the rounds.
When your vehicle is involved in an accident, you want collision repair performed by highly trained experts. Since 1984, Carey's Auto Body has been your specialist. We handle the complete repair process to get you back on the road as quickly as possible. Carey's Auto Body works carefully with your insurance company to repair your vehicle to before accident condition. Carey's Auto Body, 1101 South Main in Colville. Log on to carriesautobody.com or call 509-684-2585.
Indianapolis Colts quarterback Carson Wentz believes he will start Sunday's season opener against the Seahawks. He still faces some potential hurdles. First, he needs to prove his injured left foot can withstand the rigors of consecutive practices. Then he has to show the coach that he's in sync with his teammates. And finally, he still needs the approval of the team doctors. Wentz calls himself probable for this weekend. Dwayne Brown going to be starting at left tackle Sunday when Seattle does open the season at Indianapolis, providing relief for Seattle fans. They'd been worried about whether the veteran would be there to protect Russell Wilson's blind side. Brown did not participate in on-field activities during training camp in hopes of seeing his contract extended beyond this season. Seattle wasn't willing to engage on an extension, but the team agreed to restructure his current deal. Brown said there wasn't any animosity despite the impasse on his future standing with Seattle. Mariners are back in action. It was a travel day back home from Houston. We'll have Mariner baseball tonight on 92.1 KCRK. Today's local weather forecast is brought to you by Tri-County Stove and Spa, featuring Quadrifier, wood pellet gas stoves and fireplaces. Enjoy the beauty and efficiency of a Quadrifier heating stove in your home. Visit Tri-County Stove and Spa, 2088 North Highway. A possibility of light sprinkles, light rain through midday today. Again, it's going to be hazy, a lot of particulate in the air. A high this afternoon of 80 degrees, 52 overnight. 73 the high on Saturday, 75 on Sunday. Again, there will be a possibility of showers on Saturday. The high temperature on Sunday, 75, 74 Monday, not a lot of change, but we are starting to cool down. 74 Tuesday, 70 on Wednesday, 67, still mostly sunny, on Thursday. Tri-County Stove, they've got locally crafted gifts and home decor on display in the store. Give them a call. Find out all about Quadrifier, 684-2000, or stop in 2088 North Highway. We were having unhealthy air yesterday, most all day. We started out unhealthy for sensitive groups, then unhealthy. We're expecting smoke to linger today, a fair amount of particulate. Just take it easy. Don't do heavy, deep breathing when you're outside. Well, I'm getting ready for the weekend. How about you? It is a Friday. Eric Carpenter with you on KCVL KCRK.